So hello everybody and welcome to this very special edition of the Third Space Turning Towards Life project. Lizzie and I, Justin, are here as we are every Sunday morning, usually live, talking about big questions of human life. But for this episode, we've decided to do something which is a little bit different, which is to talk for a while with you and with one another about the Third Space Professional Coaching Course, which is a great work of love for us and has really given birth to so much in the world, both in the hands of students that we've worked with, coaches who are out in the world doing extraordinary things, but also in the whole orientation that we've been bringing to Turning Towards Life for all of these months. So our special project for today is to use as our source some words which are about this program, and hopefully it will be a way, Lizzie, for you and I to talk in depth about this and give everybody a sense of what it is and what's possible in it.
Yeah, I'm appreciating that this is a chance for us to speak about something that's very precious to us, and in a way the community around this program is what's brought us together. And it's an international community. It's a very beautiful community. And to extend this a little further by speaking about it is a really lovely thing. And I recognize that it isn't something that you can find a lot of information on in this medium. And I'm really intrigued as to what we're going to say about it. And I know that it will come from each of our personal experience of it and the way that it's moved us. And I'm super up for hearing where it is and, you know, how it holds in your life and another articulation and on this day. And for me as well, like, I wonder what I'm going to say and what's going to come out of my heart from this perspective on this day. So I'm really glad to be doing this.
Yeah, I'm glad to be doing this too, and glad for anyone who's watching this with us. And I'll just say, for anyone who hasn't seen our work on Turning Towards Life before, our conversations are always spontaneous and unrehearsed so that they can be alive and real. And that's what we're going to do now in talking about the PCC, the Professional Coaching Course. And I think it might be helpful, Lizzie, for people, it's just struck me, it could well be helpful for us to say a little bit about how we came to this work, because you and I, we both lead the program along with our partners in Third Space, and also an international faculty who are connected with New Ventures West in the States, who were the originators of integral coaching and the originators and designers of the PCC. You know, we found our way into this work somehow, and it's become central to both of us and central to what Third Space is about. So I'm wondering if we should say together a little bit about how we found our way to that.
Shall I go first?
Yeah.
So, how did I find my way? It's like one of those questions of, you know, how did I get here? Feels like a huge, huge question. So I'm going to try and find a route through the how that isn't too long. So, for me, I think I had spent maybe 10 years in a learning position in terms of my personal, what I would call my spiritual path, my breaking and finding a way forward. And that was in my early 20s. And as I emerged from all of the learning, and of course the learning would never stop, but I found this point where I didn't want this to just be for me anymore. And so I began wondering about this word coach, like, you know, what is that? And I wanted to find a way of having this kind of torrent of love for people to be manifest in a way that was actually practical, that I could be with people in a certain way that would facilitate the kind of openings that I had been privileged to have in my own growth and development. And I was studying the Enneagram at the time, And I'd studied, you know, I'd lived in India for a couple of years. I'd studied all kinds of meditation and yoga and read God knows how many books and been on God knows how many wonderful seminars with amazing people. And yet I didn't feel like I could sit with integrity with another human being and find my way in the conversation with them directly. And so I signed up to a program that was called Coaching in the Enneagram. I thought, wow, well, if I could use this wonderful tool called the Enneagram, which is a personality discovery tool, if I could incorporate that and all the other things that I've learned, I would be interested. Like, I wonder what this is. And when I encountered what this work was and witnessed people being held and coached in this way through this program I went on, which was with James, as you mentioned, the founder of this program, I could feel that there was a kind of a riverbed that was possible through which this torrent of love could flow, and that I might be able to be in relationship with people in a way that would be helpful to their unfolding, that would be facilitative of another person's unfolding, as well as my own continued work as well. And it just felt like the timing was right. I could see myself holding, I was robust enough in myself at the time, I could feel myself holding another person in their journey. And it inspired me to kind of have the courage to get beyond this. Well, who am I to help anyone? Because I had this big, strong narrative of who am I to, you know, be someone who says things and someone would listen. I found myself having the courage, given the way this work is, like, it's not like we're giving advice. It's not like we're trying to fix people. It's different than that. Because it was different than that, I could feel a way that it was inviting me to participate in it. So one thing that I also appreciated is that it didn't ask me to put down all of the things I'd learned already in order to pick up a different kind of understanding of what it was to be human or something. It was a deepening, and specifically in the context of working with other human beings. So it was not just for my sake anymore, but for the sake of a relationship I could hold with another, and for the sake of somebody else's finding new horizons, deepening their contact with the people around them, looking at their relationships with others. And it also implied that I wouldn't be separate from that, that I would also be included in this, like I wasn't going to be a blank slate or something, which I find very hard about some modalities of working with other people and how I've been worked with. I didn't ever want to be someone who didn't participate in a conversation with my whole heart and my whole self present. And so it was really appealing to me to be encountering this kind of work where I could see two humans together. I didn't know how to do it myself, but I could see that there was a relationship that was being formed with two humans that felt like, firstly, the kind of relationship I'd love to be held in. And I could see myself holding others in it as well. Mm-hmm. So that's how my kind of invitation into this, I suppose, came about, which was really a desire to be in relationship with people in a way that was facilitative of my own and other people's development and stepping into a deeper way of being in the world than somebody might be currently experiencing. And it was a chance to deepen my capacity to be with whatever was arising in another human being, and to practice that, actually have a practice of being with a human. Of course, in a coaching context, but it doesn't stop there. It this work helps me to be with what is in myself and in other people around me, and to not have my stuff get in the way of whatever wants to unfold. And I think that was the big invitation, and it continues to be the invitation for me to do this work. And I want to keep doing it. And I think this is what Turning Towards Life is born out of, is how this goes from one person in a one-to-one relationship very quickly through the PCC as a big avenue into a wider community so that there's a community of practice and we're doing this together. And that's one of the big things for me too, is that the invitation into community was very strong. And that's the bit that means a hell of a lot to me in my life, is that I'm in something with people who are the kind of people that can hold me and I can hold them. And we're in this mutual, open, beautiful, meaningful, messy realm of being very human with one another.
Hmm. That's wonderful hearing you say all of that. And there's so much that's resonant for me. And as I'm listening to you, I'm appreciating very much the commitment, what you're dedicated to, that got met by both by Integral Development Coaching and by the PCC itself, that I know and you have turned into so many things, including being a teacher and a leader of the course, so that other people can have the same experience as well. And there's so much in what you said, Lizzie, that's resonant for me. And I won't tell the whole story of all the twists and turns, the chances that led to me finding this work and then really dedicating myself to it as my central way of working with and very often being with people. But a couple of things that you said that really resonated with me. So one was, when I first came into contact with this work, I was already interested in coaching because I had, as I had grown up, particularly as a young adult, been surrounded by people in a youth organization that I was involved with who were themselves in one way or another coaches. And what I found as I left my previous career, which as you'll know, Lizzie, was in computer software, and wanted to head towards this field, I came across a lot of people who said they were coaches and who were teaching other people to be coaches. And what frustrated me was very often was how functional, I suppose is the word I'm going to say, how shallow so much of what people were doing was. And it was sort of predicated on an idea that to be a coach is to ask somebody where they were and where they wanted to get to, and then go hell for leather in getting them from place A to place B, either by, you know, kind of calling them up and haranguing them, did he do it, did he do it, did he do it, or by taking this move that you were saying of somehow being a sort of an absent partner. You know, people would say, well, my job is to reflect back to people what they said, or my job is to ask great questions and something will happen for the other person. But I was struck by how little of the person, of the coach, that allows for. And second of all, I think I've of course come to a much deeper appreciation of this since studying this and then teaching this work, is that none of it was developmental. And by developmental, I have come to understand the process, the very natural process by which we human beings get to take up our freedom. And taking up our freedom, giving ourselves more flexibility in all of life, to meet life and not push it away and to respond to what's here, isn't addressed by working with people in that way. We need to be accompanied by people who will really hold us and who will be wise and say things and help us see things and design things for us that we couldn't have imagined for ourselves, and help us to practice and be open and expansive with us and stay in and hang on in there through all of the confusion and all of the turmoil and all of the, I don't know where this exactly where this is going, and who've trodden some of the same territory before and who trust in that adults, well, that people, but so many of us work with adults, that's where my work is, that adults can continue to develop, that development is not something that stops when we end our teenage years. And that was very immediately apparent to me, that this is a different order of working with people, and it's still apparent to me, and that it seemed to me then, and it seems to me now, that the ongoing development of people is not only a way of us addressing suffering and difficulty in the world, but it's also what's called for to respond to many of the challenges that there are in the world. Like, it really helps us if we're less tight and rigid, if we're less caught up in our own sense of separateness and egocentricity, if we're less certain that things are this way and mm-hmm. more open to multiple interpretations. And if we can include our own bodies and emotions in our lives rather than pushing them out of the way, and if we can find a way to know ourselves as connected and part of something bigger, that, you know, we could talk about development in so many different ways. So all of that. And then also for me, one of the great attractions of this work is how kind and how rigorous it is. So it's deeply kind. It meets us and it enables us to extend kindness to one another, but it's not shallow or superficial in its kindness. I have loved being someone who reads widely and who reads philosophy and about the body and about practice and art and music and poetry and all of these different dimensions of human artistry and creativity and deep thinking about the way things are that we can bring in and we can bring to bear, and they all have a home in this work. So I think if it turned out to be something shallow, I might have studied it, thought it was a bit useful, and no way would I have ended up teaching it and dedicating myself to it. And I suppose what I'm finding myself wanting to say is, I know that what we're doing in Third Space is an expression of having found this work, the possibilities in it, all the things that you've said and all the things that I've added, to be life-giving, and I'm going to say it in this funny way, sort of urgent for our times, like necessary.
Yeah, it's really lovely to hear you say all of that. It's it feels fulfilling in this moment to just acknowledge our own understanding of it and our own feeling of it. And it's very wonderful that we each have also it's just occurring to me that, you know, Third Space is made up of different people, our international community is made up of very different people, and we don't turn ourselves into each other so we can roll each other out as the same thing, and it doesn't matter who's there. It's a very organic, based on who we are, process.
Yes.
And I really appreciate that everyone brings something different to the table, and what gets brought then, because of the collective way that we do this, is way more facets than one of a diamond. And that's really beautiful to me too, that we bring things in a different way and we see things differently and we're open to one another. And actually I think that's one of the things I've heard people say to me about turning towards life in general, Justin, is that it's really clear to people that you and I are really different people, and that we have different things to say about things, but that we're interested in one another. Like it's a relationship of difference and curiosity rather than, I need you to be the same as me, so please get with the program.
Right.
And I think that's interesting, and it's unusual in some ways too, that there's a kind of warm contrast that leaves the conversations that we have very interesting, genuinely to us and to other people. And that's why we did this in the first place, was that we thought that what we were talking about wasn't just for us. Mm. There's a way that our relationship and the way we can discuss things and reflect on things is also available to other people too.
Yes, that's right. And that's, I think it's important. I'm recognizing that one of the great joys of helping people to become integral development coaches through the PCC is that it's a way of, for each of us, of bringing our own voice to the world that's uniquely ours. You know, I'm sort of picking up on something you said. I've been on coaching programs which are kind of essentially mini me programs. You know, the point is that you emulate a very particular way of being of the person who is leading the program or something, or you just leave all of the what's particular about you out so that you're selfhood doesn't get in the way. And we're coming from a very different direction that I appreciate, which is that to be coached by you, Lizzie, is different to being coached by me, and it's different from being coached by any of our other faculty, as it is different to being coached by anybody who's been a student on our program or any integral development coach anywhere in the world, because the unique life that the person has lived and is living is present as a resource, as part of the relationship, as a gift, as is the unique way of being of the client.
Yeah.
So it's true of students and faculty on the program, it's true of coaches and their clients. And also, it seems to me, you know, I find myself, as we're talking, always connecting this up to the world.
Yeah.
That I think that this is the great challenge that that we have in the world at the moment, is can we find a way to live with one another where we can bring our particularity and we don't have to force other people to be different, to be the same as us, or push them away because they're different? Can we orient ourselves in a spirit of meeting and welcome and truthfulness and care and contact and realness in which things can happen? And I think that's difficult. You know, it's difficult to do in the world. It's difficult. And maybe that's why there are so many different modes of helping people that ask us to leave all of that out, because they, you know, maybe in a very well-intentioned way want to keep all of the complication of people out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
This is a way of welcoming our complexity and our depth and our messiness and all the creativity and trouble that comes from it.
Yeah.
So what we said we would do, for any of those of you who are new to excuse me, to Turning Towards Life, is that we very often have always, in fact, have some source text that we've chosen to read together. And what we thought we would do for this is to choose the text about the professional coaching course, the PCC, that is on the Third Space website. So we are, depending upon when you are looking at this, if you want to follow with the text, you can find it under the professional coaching course part of the website. We have a new website about to launch in the beginning of April 2019. So if you're watching this after then, it will probably be very straightforward to find it. And we're going to read this together and talk about it. So shall I start reading?
Yeah.
I'll read the first bit. It goes like this. The professional coaching course offered in partnership with New Ventures West is a rare opportunity to journey with a supportive community into what it means to be human. Graduates of the program emerge having cultivated the rigor, wisdom, and compassion of a coach. The program is comprehensive and 1 year long. It provides everything necessary for you to become a skilled coach and is fully accredited by the International Coach Federation. And as well as being a qualification, it is an invitation onto a transformative journey. It invites you into a deeper way of being in the world, in which you are more able to step into new possibilities. It also invites you to embody the qualities and skills that allow you to support others in their own lifelong development.
It's really lovely to hear that read out, and I particularly feel moved by this word embody. And the kind of emphasis that the professional coaching course has on the biological nature of what it means to be a person with a physical entity that houses us, and what that nervous system, how powerful that nervous system is that each of us has, and how powerful a determinant that embodiment is in terms of what kind of conversations are possible. And so I'm really appreciating that this is the way that we're articulating this, that it is a skill to be somebody who supports others in their own journey. And the fact that we use the word lifelong as well, there's something about this integral work that we do that it's like you can't go to sleep to the thing you've woken up to. For me, that's a quality of the work. It's like in seeing and in learning, you can't unlearn these things. It's somehow because it's a deepening that we experience during this year. In a way, it's hard to go back to sleep or to undeepen. And that's why I think it's really easy to say that it's a lifelong thing, because something happens, lots of things happen that call into question the stories we're living in about ourselves, and enables it to be our own transformative journey, because of course this is where it all begins, that we cultivate this nervous system that can be with the person, whoever it is, whatever it is in front of us, so that what can emerge is a different thing than is culturally normal. And funnily enough, that the story that pops into my mind is that there was, so this is, for me, is a great example of what this work is not. And so there was somebody who was really struggling to pass some exams. This is in the medical system in here in the UK. And they'd been going and they had one more chance, I think. And they had a small baby at home and were wanting their career as a doctor to work out. And they had a coach in the NHS. And we were like, whoa, this is great. There's somebody who's a coach in the NHS that can help with this difficulty in passing these particular exams. And the person who was being coached sat in this room to be coached and to receive some support and some help. And they just broke down crying. And the coach said, I'm just going to leave you to pull yourself together. And then I'm going to come back in again once you're okay. And then we'll continue the conversation. And so he left the room and this person carried on weeping until they stopped. And then some kind of conversation ensued between the coach and the doctor. And it made me feel that I really then had a proper example of how come the way we do this work and the nervous systems we cultivate so we can be with somebody crying, something as ordinary as that, like there's no human who hasn't cried, that we can be with that in our nervous systems and we don't have to shut it down, we don't have to push it away. For some of us, that's a big journey. For some of us, to have a nervous system that can be with someone else's discomfort without trying to avoid, push away, fix, change, is a nervous system matter. Like our bodies somehow have to soften and allow what's here, whatever that might be, in order to be in this kind of relationship. And for me, that's one of the big kind of transformative qualities in this, is that we are allowing our bodies to be included in this and noticing and cultivating and noticing throughout the whole year and beyond. Like that's one of the things you can't go to sleep to, I think, is this body and what it feels like physically, sensationally, to be in this flesh is an awareness that gets cultivated that you then can't put down again. And it's that's, I think, such a big factor in the being with and to be able to have these kind of conversations. So for me, that's part of the nature of this transformative journey that we talk about, is that it really does shift our nervous systems to be able to be in life in a very different way physically.
Yes. Yes, to all of that. And I'm struck as you're saying all of that, Lizzie, that of course is true of the transformative developmental possibility for people learning to be coaches on the PCC. Exactly what you're saying is that it's not just some sort of mental phenomenon. It to coach and to be in life is inescapably involves all of us, and we can't be a person without a body. It's not possible to be. But it's also true for our work with our clients. And again, I want to make that distinction, that one way of thinking about coaching is that somehow coaching is a way of, helping people change their thinking about something. And if you change your thinking, everything else will follow. And there is some truth to that, of course. The way that we think about things has a huge effect, but we're not just thinking some things. We are embodied beings, and how we move through the world is how the world happens for us. Like how the world shows up for each of us has a huge connection with how we move through the world, and also how we relate to our own bodily sensations and processes. And I mean, really in a sort of parallel to what you're saying, it seems to me that so much of the difficulty that we as human beings get into in life is because we're trying to deny parts of ourselves. It's like, I'll be as if I'm a person without a body, which is how we get the whole executive way of being, which is to live as if my body were somehow incidental and it just carries me from meeting to meeting or onto a plane or onto a train and doesn't pay any attention to the consequences, like the consequences for my own life, the consequences for my relationship, the consequences for the world in which I live, all because we're trying to keep it going without feeling anything, for example. And so, the body is a very big part of this, and not the body as separate from anything else either, not the body as separate from my thoughts or separate from my relationships. So we get to learn, I'm thinking about what else is in this short paragraph that I appreciate, and I think for some people part of what we've just said might also be very important, that we're talking about the field together and the method and what it's oriented towards. But the other thing that's worth knowing is that this body of work, which has been taught for many years, that the PCC has been around for 30 or so years and is now in many places on many continents, that it's also located in connection to the International Coach Federation, which is a global accrediting body. And it matters, you know, for many people who are coming into a program, will this give me something that can be recognized by other people apart from, of course, the skillfulness I'll get? And I think that matters, actually, that it's good to know that as well as learning something very rich and deep and rigorous and compassionate and all of that, that there's a way of talking about coaching that comes from it that other people can recognize and can open doors and make connections in the world. That matters. And there are certain, it's striking me to say that people do all kinds of things with what they learn on a professional coaching course. Some people set up coaching practices. Some people take what they've learned into their lives as leaders or as parents or as writers or as entrepreneurs or as doctors or as, you know, all of this. But some people want to get hired to work in places where having something that is recognized for its rigor and quality and completeness, it's a grand thing that the PCC is accredited in that way, I think.
Me too.
I'm wondering, should we read on? Would you like to read the next bit?
Yeah. So personal and experiential, the PCC, the professional coaching course, combines intensive in-person taught sessions, online learning in small groups, one-to-one supervision, ongoing reflective practices, and working with your own clients. You will learn how to practice the methodology of integral development coaching. The teaching is always in a group, no larger than 20, to ensure the depth of your experience. Our teaching weaves a tapestry of sources from poetry to music, nature to neuroscience, psychology to spirituality. We learn and teach in a way that draws upon the wisdom of the body and responds to the real world. Year after year, our students tell us that the PCC changes lives for the better, both your own, the people you'll coach during the year, and in your wider life.
It seems to me that one of the great joys, we're in the middle of, when we're recording this, of a PCC being in full flow. And actually this week, I have been reading some things that people, students on the program, have written about their work with their clients and about what they intend to do in the world as a result of having been on the program. And then I've been speaking with them one-to-one in this way that we do about all of that and inquiring together and locating those conversations in the very particular individual arc of development for the person over the year. And quite soon we'll be gathering again for me in the small mentor group, coaching group that I have. And then it's only a few weeks till we're together for the fourth session of the year. And I was reflecting as you were reading it, Lizzie, about how the program meets us in all different kinds of ways. So one part of it is having the opportunity to attend to our own development, like each person on each student on the course, each person participating, we take supporting everyone's development in a way that's very particular to them and their concerns and their life very seriously, because of this commitment that we can only really coach other people if we are engaged in our own development ourselves, but also that we make community of lots of different sizes, because each different context in which we find ourselves brings out different aspects of us. So everyone gets experience of being coached one-to-one, and everyone gets experience of doing lots and lots of coaching over the year, and everyone gets to write and express themselves in writing, and everybody gets to be in small groups of different forms, and everybody gets to be together on the 4 in-person sessions that happen during the year. And that, I think, is for many of us is a very unusual experience in a culture where we've kind of learned to sort of go it alone, and we've sort of idolized the virtues of going it alone. But we say, no, we will make community in all of these different ways during the year, and that itself is what makes your development possible, and that is what will hold you as you step out into the tender work of coaching other people, and that is what will support you in your own unfolding, is the word that you use, so that more and more you're the kind of person who, all the things that you were talking about before, Lizzie, who doesn't turn away, who can be present with, you know, can be present with what I'm experiencing as well as with what you're experiencing, and who can also engage. I think that engaging with a methodology that has lots to learn about it, lots of structure and depth, also means being part of a community, because we have to practice stuff, and then we have to be with people when we fall over, as we inevitably do, to work out what happened. And it's so often in the things that don't go well, the things that we don't understand, and then being in relationship with one another, learning from one another as well as with the faculty and all of us, that's where the skillfulness in coaching comes from. It doesn't come because you read the book, although reading the book helps. It comes from this lovely turn of phrase, weaving a tapestry that's both lots of different kinds of sources and lots of different people all coming together in lots of different ways over the course of a year, so that something can happen. And I think that's why, it's one of the reasons why we tend to produce coaches who've developed an increasing depth of sensitivity and skillfulness in working with their clients, but also why it changes people who are participating in it so much. Mm-hmm. I'm saying all of this partly, it's a way of explaining, you know, something that you and I know well, but it's also a way for me of expressing why this program is so rich and meaningful to participate in as a member of faculty, and why we do it, certainly for me, year in and year out, as we have done for years, because it's endlessly rich and alive and deep to work in this way with people.
Mm. Yeah, as you're talking, it's making me kind of reflect on this word learning. And I think so often in life, the way that we learn is by memorizing things and using things. And the nature of learning, as you were talking about, in all these different mediums, in all these different ways, that is collaborative and together with people, and the conversations that you have around the stuff that we get up to are such a rich source of learning. And that's not a normal experience for me anyway in my life, like that the kind of conversations you get to have and the kind of meaningful relationships you get to create inside of a community like this. It really is a community of practice. And to practice something means to mess it up and to still be fine and not fail and not have it be some kind of set of criteria that you have to meet, and so you'll just do it by hook or by crook, like an exam or something. It's a process, and it's a kind of a collaborative, relational practice together, a community of practice that you get to find yourself in different mediums, like you said, different things of, you know, one-to-one, small groups, the bigger group, reading, listening. It's a very integrated design, is how I see it, that allows different styles of learning to find their way. And where it isn't your style of learning, to learn how to relate to it in a way that is an opening rather than an aversion or a way of having you feel like you definitely can't do this or something. So it's very inclusive of whatever our experience is. And I think the definition of learning for me is definitely redefined by being involved in the PCC. And it's not just learning a methodology and then using it and expecting everybody to come out the same. It's a very creative process, the whole thing, with stories, and as you're talking about, you know, all of the different parts of the way we learn, which are, there's so much music and dancing and things that involve the body and things that involve our intellect and things that involve our capacity for relationship and our nervous systems. And it feels to me like a full spectrum learning experience to be in the PCC.
Such a lovely way of talking about it. I'm really struck by a couple of things that you said. So one is that learning this way often brings us up against our preferences. Like I prefer to learn this way and not this way. And the PCC is a giant invitation to notice our preferences and to allow ourselves to step beyond them, which is why all of these different forms, study and dancing and practice and being in different sizes of community and all of those kind of things. But the other thing that's really striking me is, again, by way of contrast with something, is a very good friend of ours went on what I think is a very good coaching program, different methodology that was structured in a very different way to this. So it was one of these programs that where you join for a weekend, and then if you like it, you can sign up for another session, and if you like that, you can sign up for another session, and so on until you've completed. And sometimes people sign up for the whole thing at the start, but not always. And what he told me about this program was that in many ways he learned how to coach, which was very good and very useful, but he was never part of community.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a way it was always optional whether you liked something enough in order to be in the next part. And there are two reasons why I think it's really important to say that this is different. And one is that it's different to be part of a community where people have committed to be in for the sake of their development over long enough that something can happen, so that you travel the path together and you travel through all of the ups and downs, the, you know, the points where you know what's going on and the points where it's confusing, for example, and to be accompanied by the same faculty all the way through. And that for me is something about the commitment to development that's part of this. But the other thing is related to what you were just pointing to, which is, I think the limit of signing up for each session, depending upon whether you liked the last one, is that whether we like something in the moment is different from whether it's deep and life-giving and opening and rich for us. Like, we have to be able to stay in. The PCC is a stretching program, and although people do it, you know, very often alongside a full-time job or all of this, because it's quite possible to do it that way, it definitely calls on a lot from us, because it takes a lot for us to really stay in for long enough. Our own unfolding that happens in, as we often say in the program, biological time, it happens in the time that it takes. I think it makes a huge difference to commit at the start of a program to be in for a year. I mean, it's more than it might just sound because of what it makes possible.
Mm.
And I think that's what, you know, that's so often, I'm very excited about coming towards the end of this year that we're doing now, because we know that being in something in this way over a long enough period of time changes things. It not only produces people who can coach because of all of the practice and all that kind of stuff, but it also allows us a much deeper encounter with what it is to be human in all of its you know, so many of its different forms, which I think is what it takes if we're going to meet and hold other human beings. We have to be on the path of encountering what it is to be a human being, and being in something for a year is a strong enough container for all of that to happen. And that's why, you know, increasingly, I don't know what you think about this, Lizzie, but increasingly I want to say to people, you know, do come on this program if you want the opportunity to change. And don't come on it if you don't want to be changed by an experience. If you'd rather not be affected by something, there are much better ways to go and learn something where you won't be touched by it. But we think being touched by something really matters if you're going to do work which affects other people. It's like part of the deal that we're in it ourselves.
Mm. Yeah, that's a really beautiful way of saying it, and I agree. I think it's like a fork in the road time for however many times I've done the PCC. It feels like it's another kind of choice point to be committed to whatever this unfolding is that wants to happen and that's manifesting itself as difficulty or confusion or not knowing what to do with oneself. It's on the personal journey part, it never fails to be a deepening of our sense of where we're going next in our development somehow. And I think it's very important to be clear about that. It's not a kind of learning experience where you turn up and get the file and then you pick and choose what bits you want to read and what bits you don't and which bits you like and which you don't. And it really is, I think it's a very profound commitment.
I think it's an opportunity. I was just thinking, as you were saying, that it's an opportunity to be all in.
Yeah.
And opportunities to be all in don't come across that often for many of us. No. Really wholeheartedly be in something which we can then, which will then be big enough and bold enough and kind enough and deep enough and rich enough that whether we're working with coaching, you know, chief executives of big companies or artists wanting to bring their work to the world or parents bringing up their teenagers or, you know, any of the places that we might do this, it also is an affordance. It's a support for us being all in with our clients as well, of not holding parts of ourselves back.
I also think because it's for the sake of not just ourselves but other people, there's a very, very interesting, powerful something that happens. You know, done plenty of things for myself in my own development, and I love those things for myself in my own growth. And of course it's not separate once you get into the context of coaching, but I would do way deeper work if it was for the sake of myself and another and another and another. And I think that's the most powerful thing, is that you can't, in a learning environment like this, you also bump up against reality. You bump up against a human. You bump up against genuine human messiness that also encourages your own development too. So it has an intensity and a potency to it that's different when it's just me for myself in my life. It's for the sake of something much larger than just my own life. There's much more at stake. The stakes are higher. It's, as you say, it's an all-in thing.
Yes. And I love the way that you're talking about it. It's such a reminder of the intent of this work. It's that, why coach? Well, for the sake of the flourishing of others, for the sake of the life of others, and but to be for the sake of the life of others, for the realizing of their longing and wishes and the possibilities of their life, is also to be for ourselves. It can't be one without the other. You know, if we pursue a life of my own development and it doesn't involve other people, something very important is missing. Mm-hmm. But also, you know, for many of us who are drawn into any form of support of other people, it's very easy sometimes to go, well, I won't, it's not about me, it's about you. Mm. And we're always saying, so this phrase that I have always loved since I heard it describing this work, and you said something like it earlier at the beginning of our conversation, that to coach in the way that integral development coaching calls on us to is really two human beings becoming more human together. It has to involve both of us, which means we have to have facility both working with ourselves and working with other people, which is why all of this. And it's a wonderful thing. It's something I really appreciate about the design of the PCC, that because there are four discrete sessions of a few days to come to, and the rest of the time over the year, you can engage with that by practicing where you are and being coached where you are because of the amazing technology we have available now, and participating in groups where you are. It really is quite possible to do this in the midst of a life. And then sometimes it involves us having to, things I often say to people joining the program is, what are you going to put down in order to have the time that you'll need to do this? The, you know, people often say how much time, and I was thinking an average of 10 hours, and sometimes a bit more than that later on in the year, in a week, to practice and read and work with clients and all of those kind of things. But it really is designed to mesh with a life and for all this to happen in a life. And I appreciate that very much, because it's different from something that won't change you, but it's also different from going away on a retreat or something, somehow stepping out of your life.
Yeah.
And you get a year to live in your life and to take on the practice and identity of a coach in the midst of your life and be supported in it. So it's another way in which it's all in which it's not leaving something out, is let's not leave out the relationships you're in the middle of. Let's not leave out the work that you've got yourself committed to. Let's include all of that as the ground from which your own development and which what you can bring to your clients comes.
Yeah. Beautifully said.
So I'm thinking, I don't know what you think, Lizzie, we've been talking together.
I know, I was going to say, I'm aware of time. And
50 minutes, which is
a lot for people to listen to.
That's right. So I think the thing I want to say is, first of all, it's glorious having this conversation with you. I'm hoping that everyone who's watching can get a sense of the love from which this work comes, that we do this because we love it and we feel like it matters, and also because we can see what it makes possible for people.
Mm.
And also that there are so many ways of finding out about this. There are all the resources on the Third Space website at thirdspacecoaching.com. And, you know, I was thinking, we're always so delighted to put people in contact with other members of the faculty or with people who've been on the program before and who are now coaching or not coaching and are up to something else, who can talk candidly about their experience. And the best way to find out about all of this is to talk to us and to talk to people and to get a feel. And if at the end of all of that you still feel like feels real and inviting, then we welcome you so gladly with open arms. If you're ready for the program, then the program's ready for you. It's the way I think about it, and that's exactly how to think about coming on it.
Yeah, I would agree. And depending on how you're receiving this, if you're listening to it as a podcast, if you're watching it on Facebook, on YouTube, any of those things, you can contact us through those places. So you can email us, you can look for our website, you can find us on our Facebook page. Third Space has a Facebook page that you can just write us a message through. So there are all kinds of ways that you can get in touch, and you can comment under here, and Justin and I and other members of the Third Space faculty are willing to answer questions. Like, reach out if you want to, and if any of this feels like it generates more questions, we're really happy to respond to all of them.
And if this form of conversation has been enlivening for you, you can join Lizzie and I on Sunday mornings on Facebook at 9 a.m. every week, and in lots of other ways. There's now a podcast and a YouTube channel, but the place to find out about that is turningtowards.life, and like I said before, always thirdspacecoaching.com for everything else. And thank you, Lizzie, and thank you for everyone for being with us.
Thank you, Justin, and also likewise thank you, everybody, and we'll see you in another way soon. however you're listening to this.
Bye-bye.